Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's the 20th of November, 2014. I'm Simon. This is my audio blog. Good morning, if you're listening to this in the morning. I'm certainly recording it in the morning, so for me, good morning. I just wanted to do a quick audio boo about my iMac. So, back in June of this year, June the 9th, I believe it was, I told you all about how I had replaced the hard drive in my iMac, and I'd replaced the original, I think it was a 320 gigabytes hard drive, with a... with a new one that was 1 terabyte in size. So I was excited to have more space on the machine. However, the main purpose of the replacement itself was to protect it against a hard drive crash. So shortly before I recorded that boo in June, we noticed that the iMac was making a noise. It was a spinny, round, grindy noise occurring, and my immediate conclusion was, the hard drive's going to explode, and so I'd better try and get it sorted. Get a new hard drive in there and get all the data backed up before it goes terminal. So yeah, that's what I proceeded to do, and as you'll have heard on the June 9th boo, it was quite a lengthy operation for me to replace the hard drive, but I did it. And as you'll have heard from a few boos that followed that one, I had had a bit of fun and games getting the restores back in place, and or getting all my data restored and getting myself upgraded, and all that gubbins. So yes, it was quite an operation. So yeah, you don't want your hard drives, you know, breaking, and if you get a horrible spinning noise from your computer, then one of the things that can cause that is a hard drive that's where the spindles bearings are breaking down, and before too long the read-write head will hit the platters, and then you won't be able to boot off that drive anymore, you won't be able to read from it, etc. It's also noisy, and as that iMac is used in as the studio PC for doing recordings, with microphones and things, you don't want a noisy computer in there. So anyway, with all that rigmarole, very, very disappointed to find yesterday that it's making horrible grinding noise again. So I thought, oh, blimey. Don't tell me this hard drive that's been that I spent all this time putting in place and has been running fine for the last, well, I guess 3, 4, 5 months, is now broken as well. What's the chances of that breaking as well? Or maybe it wasn't actually the hard drive in the first place. So I did a little bit of research, and I saw people talking about the fans being the cause of the noise. I think it was originally on a PowerBook that it was the first post I saw. But it certainly got me thinking, well, the noise... Odd that the noise stopped happening when I put the new hard drive in. But maybe it is something, not the hard drive. Maybe it is a fan. So I got a little noise meter, which I've got a noise meter app on my iPhone, and I sort of moved that around different places on the iMac to see if I could find out where the noise, where the grinding noise was the loudest. And it turned out to be towards the bottom left of the iMac. So then I started Googling for pictures of the iMac to find out where everything is. And the hard drive is up in the middle, high up in the middle of the machine. Down in the bottom left is a great big fan for the CPU. Okay, I think that might be the problem. How can I find out for sure? Maybe I can download some tool, some software tool that can tell me about how fast the fans are going and what the temperatures are and stuff like that. I've used one in the past. I think it was called iStat. So I googled that and I found a tool that actually allows you to control the speeds of the fans directly rather than having them controlled automatically. So I thought, yes, I'll try that. So the CPU fan is going round, when I checked out last night, the CPU fan was going round at 1200 RPM, which is the minimum it would go around, and the maximum it can go around is 3600 RPM. So I set it to go around at 3600 RPM, and sure enough, the grinding noise started going around faster, and indeed sort of the grinding itself kind of stopped, but it was just lots of fan noise then going around at 3600. But the fact that I was able to manipulate the speed of the CPU fan and the noise changed clearly indicates to me that yes, that is indeed the problem. It's the CPU fan that's making the grinding noise. So the next challenge is going to be to get hold of a CPU fan to replace the unit, which is obviously going faulty, and then replace that. Hopefully it'll be slightly fewer steps than the hard drive was, because it's kind of nearer the surface, as it were. But first step is to get hold of a fan. There's a place that I have used before called Visual Information Services, I think they're called. Their website is Apple Mac. No, what is it? Oh, I don't know. Hang on. I've emailed the link to myself, at some point yesterday evening. Here we go. applemacparts.co.uk. I emailed that to myself 11:30 last night. I've used them before, and to get some replacement parts for various iBooks and... Yeah, I think it's iBooks, actually, just parts I've replaced on the iBooks in the past. So I'll use them again. So I have to order that part. It's going to cost me about £40. You seem to be able to buy them in the States as well for about $70. That'll be the next step in extending the life of the iMac early 2008 24-inch. So thank you very much, anyone who's listened this far, and thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Toodle-boo.